Hello again, guys. Welcome to A Sure Thing. Good to have you with us as we preview midweek racing in KZN. On Wednesday, we are racing at Hollywood Bets Greyville. We're on the poly track for an 8-race program that gets underway at 12:45. Bit of an indifferent card, I thought. There are a few horses that I do think stand out towards the beginning of the day, but it does become a whole lot trickier the further we work our way into the card, and it certainly does end on a very, very difficult note as well. So for those that are going to be playing exotics, you need to load up with as many as the budget allows. And speaking of exotics, that gets underway from the very first race on the tote with the running of the opening leg of the Bipot. Now, for those that are going to be taking their free Hollywood Bet Punter Challenge entries, those, of course, need to be on 5 minutes prior to the off of the opener. Let's get straight into the action. Let's see how many winners we can find. Speaking about race one, the jumps at 12:45. This is an open maiden. 7 runners will line up at the 1600 meter mark. And I'm looking no further than the odds on favourite, number one, Drielanten Pint. This horse opened at 4-10 and has shortened 1-3 on hollywoodbets.net. This horse showed good improvement when third over the course and distance last time out, and everything that could go wrong went wrong that day. Got brushed, returned blowing, but yet was staying on nicely at the business end when finishing third, beaten 2 lengths by the winner. That penultimate run was an indifferent one, and I suggest put a line through that run. I do think that there's still improvement expected from number one, Drielanten Pint, and from pole position should have the run of the race and the one to beat. So, moving swiftly along, I'm going one, Drielanten Pint, to beat number 6, Platina. For third, I'm going with number 3, Secret Agent. Fourth, 7, Magic Hattrick. Second, first leg of the place accumulator. You need to be on by 13:15. It is a maiden plate, fillies and mares, 12 runners to line up at the 1200 meter mark. 2.86 to 1 each of 2. 4 Queen Fen, 8 Spirit of Shimla, both at 2.86 to 1. 7 Are You Ready, 3.03 to 1. 5 Cartel Queen, 8.33 to 1. 10 to 1 and upwards the others. I'm looking no further than Dean Kanemeyer and Craig Zaki. Keeping fingers crossed too that they take home the first double on the day. Now, half and haven't we seen in recent months Dean Kanemeyer and Craig Zaki come to the races with a first-timer and unsettle in the number one box. That's the reason I'm looking no further than the unraised daughter of Ursin Getrick. She also cost 750,000 rand as a yearling. She's owned by Fred Crabier, and she doesn't need to be the stable star to win a race of this nature. So I'm going 8 Spirit of Shimla to beat 6 Pink Lace. For third, 4 Queen Fen. Fourth, 7 Are You Ready. That takes us on to race number 3 on the program. The opening leg of the Pick 6, and 13:50 is the off time. Here you can scratch number 8, Higher Love. 7 runners will face the start of the 1200 for this open maiden. Here I'm going with the favourite, number 5, Zephos. Currently priced up 1.52 in the antipost market on hollywoodbets.net. Runner-up in his last 3 outings. Showed good pace last time out, but got caught close home when having to settle for second best again. Callan Murray now gets the ride, and the way Callan's riding, I do think he can make a difference, because every time this horse comes to the races, he's shaping up as a horse that is ready to win his maiden. If he jumps on terms, he kicks away at the right time, I do think he'll be hard to peg back in the run to the line. So I'm going 5, Zephos, to beat 1, Roy's Blossom. For third, I'm going with number 7, Fine Dining, and fourth, number 4, Gimme the Gold. Race 4 is the first leg of Jackpot 1, a Sea Stakes over 1,200 metres, where 10 runners will face the starter. Year number 2, Bermonsk, is at 3.03 to 1. 7, Bank Street, is at 4 to 1. 8, Pinetti, 4 to 1. 9, United Nation, 4 to 1. 6.25 to 1 and upwards, the others. Where am I going? Well, I'm siding with number 9, United Nation. Good to get that Atandiwem Kludwa is back on board, number 9, United Nation. Winner of his last 2 starts at this track. He's the kind of horse that likes to show toe from the get-go. And he found more in his last 2 starts when he recorded those victories. He is now having his 3rd run after rest, so he should be cherry-ripe to bring up the hat-trick. He's also ideally course and distance suited one from one. Hence the reason I'm looking no further than number 9, United Nation, to beat number 2, Bemonsk, 4, Ilad Orange, and 7, Bank Street. That takes us on to race 5, leg 1 of Jackpot 2. 15.02 is the off time of race number 5. And it's 2-1, number 3, Plum Pudding. 3.03-1, number 1, Al Ray Vienne, and 2, She's a Bomber. 4-1, about number 2, Afropolitan. 6.25-1 and upwards, the others. Look at the form of number 3, Plum Pudding. From the informed stable of Andre Null, boy, oh boy, are they churning out the winners in KZN. This horse has got decent form to her credit. She's also 1 from 1 on this track, and you'll see that if you go back in her form 4 runs ago when she won at Hollywood Betts Gravel. She's a model of consistency. Yes, she has been expensive to follow in her last run and 2 runs prior to that, but I do think she can bounce back to winning ways. So I'm going 3 Plum Pudding to beat number 2, She's a Bomber, 7 Afropolitan, 1 Al Ray Vienne. That takes us on to race 6 on the card. Class 4 fillies and mares benchmark 82, 10 runners to line up at the 1800 and a wide open affair here. 4-1 the field on hollywoodbets.net, 3 Alana, 6 Miss Twinkle, 7-1 Path, all at 4-1. 2 Sign of Fate is at 5-1, 6.25-1 and upwards the others. I'm siding here with number 2, Sign of Fate. This horse always there or thereabout. If you look at that last run of 2 Sign of Fate and the last run of number 3 Alana, you'll see they are renewing rivalry. And 2 Sign of Fate meets Alana on a kilo better terms of the weights for a 1.1 length beating. So on paper, there's nothing separating the two. But Sign of Fate loves to go up handy and should be right there when the whips are cracking. And I do think is the kind of horse that can be involved in the shake-up. So I'm going number 2, Sign of Fate, to beat number 3, Alana. For third, I'm going with number 6, Miss Twinkle. And fourth, number 7, One Path. Penultimate race on the program, race number 7. This is a Class 5 benchmark 70. 9 runners will line up at the 1600 meter mark. Here the favorite is number 2, Sponsor Afir. Opened at 0.72, has eased out to 1.25-1. Number 3, Quick Ultra Quick from 3.03. is now 3.57-1. Number 1, Banzai Pipeline, from 5 out to 6.25-1, and 10-1 and upwards the others. I think this favourite can get beaten, and that's why I'm siding here with number 3, Ultra Quick. This horse, ideally distance suited. 2 runs for a win over this distance. This horse has got good recent form, kind of horse that loves to race up handy. If you look at the form, look 5 runs back. This horse, last one, when 4-kilo claiming apprentice Damien Pillay was on board, and this time round, apprentice Damien Pillay is back on board. Nicely drawn at 3. Definitely can make his presence felt. If he goes to the front and kicks away and plays come and catch me if you can tactics, I do think will be hard to catch. So I'm going 3 Ultra Quick to beat number 2, Sponsor Afir. For third, I'm going with number 7, Gardener's Pride. And fourth, number 5, Town Crier. That takes us on to the final event on the card. Race 8, if all goes according to plan, jumps at 16.45. 5-1 the field in the last of the afternoon. 1, Kimball O'Hara. 5, Ubuntu. 3, Imperial Power. Also, 7, Kumemory. 8, Run Forest Run. They're all at 5-1. 6, Winter Waves at 6.25-1. 4, Ishy Squishy Squishy, 7.14-1. 10-1 and upwards the others. Not easy way to end the day. I'm going with number 7, Kumemory, as my first choice selection. This horse showed signs of a form return last time out. Despite racing wide, certainly kicked on very, very nicely in the closing stages. Finish clear second best on that occasion. He's certainly the kind of horse that will be doing his best work late. I do think he can go better in a race of this nature. And hence the reason I'm going with number 7, Kumemory, as my first choice, to beat number 9, Kings Island, For third, I'm going with number 6, Winter Waves. And fourth, number 8, Run Forest Run. And that takes care of midweek racing at Hollywood Bets Greyville. Trust you'll have an enjoyable and profitable afternoon's racing. Till next time, from me, Ravaughan. Cheers for now.